He's
taking the challenge. If we say mitzvahs ain't the tzrichas kavona,
he's already benched.
He's already benched. Now he says, look what he says. Lepichoch, therefore, hamevorech birkas amozel in katanim lachancho. He's saying birkas amozel with little ones to teach there. The mitzvahs, the who you gam kein chay the birkas amozel, and he also has to do birkas amozel. But yocha, all these coming, lots is more gam kein. Aval Asma, and he forgot to give a chavin that he also must be Yetzer. Therefore, v'chein ki kahaykav v'chol ha-mitzvah se'osh mitzvah eze imyen lo yotze yedei chavosa. He's not Yetzer, he's got to bench over again. He goes further, there is a taz on this. And the Talmud goes further and says that even according to the man de Omar who says mitzvahs einon tzriches kavona, that mitzvahs don't need kavona, and a father is teaching his child to say Baruch Atu Hashem, the whole thing, he says even if he say mitzvahs einon tzriches kavona, the father is not yet. Why not? Because this is worse than not having kavona.
He's got another kavona
to teach his child, which is another kavona. Then it interrupts. Then he can't do. Then it conflicts. Then he can't possibly do.
So then he has to revenge.
Then he's got to bench over again. Then he's got to bench over.
That's on the assumption that he didn't say that I'm going to be Yotze.
Oh no, if he says I'm going to be Yotze and he thinks to be Yotze, it's fine.
And
he's going to have
both
kavanas. Yeah.
Are we
pardon?
Then he could have both kavanas.
What kavanas?
He could have both
kavanas.
Yes,
and he could have. That he can. Now, please let us go on this. Omar, says the Gemara, my shnei tafshirin, what are the two tafshirin? Omar avuna silko varezo. Silko and, that is, beet and rice. Roba have a mihadira silko varezo, who will be nothing before me to avuna. Robert used to go out of his way to have at the two tafshilin rice, wheat and rice, because Ravuna was his teacher, and this issue, those words came out of Ravuna's mouth. Omer Ravashi Shmar Minamit Ravuna. Ravashi said from Ravuna, we can learn Leis Dechayish Lehod Rabbi Yochanan Benuri. That Rabbi Ashi does not, that Ravuna doesn't consider that what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said. The son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer Orez min Dogenhu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that Orez is a kind of rye. It's not a grain, but it's a specific grain. It's a type of rye. The Chayobi Malchimutze Korez. And if it becomes chometz and a person eats his rice that is chometz on Pesach, his punishment is koreis. And if he looks after it, he makes flour from it, and from the flour he makes matzah, he's yetzer with that matzah on Pesach. But since Ravuna says that one uses the oreis as the second dish, and a tavshu, what does a tavshu mean? That it's boiled up. Once it's boiled, it's already, it's chometz. It's been in the water, it's chometz. So we see that he doesn't worry about what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says. And we don't use chometz on Pesach, but we don't use chometz on Pesach not because it's chometz, and if there's a person who is sick, we don't use rice on Pesach. And if there's a person who's sick, or sometimes with a child, we allow it to be used. Or if there's a great famine, we will allow it to be used. Good. Now,
if there was a great famine, wouldn't you allow humans to be used?
Only if it's a question of life or death. That's it. Not everyone.
Yes, people, if our bees who use rice are obviously not all there on.
No,
and yet it's the same item.
That's right. No, the Sephardim eat rice, right, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuni. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuni is the only one who says so. What we now the big subject, of course, is call. Now we you call it corn here, isn't it?
Maize.
You call it maize?
No, corn. No, corn.
I call it maize here. Now corn is we don't use corn. Now the only question is there's corn syrup and there's corn what other things the language? Corn starch and all that sort of thing. Now, we didn't use corn, but most authorities say corn shouldn't be used on Pesach, but the products that are made of corn may be used on Pesach. The syrup that you use, that means it's not the end, you can't see it, those things may be used on Pesach. Because the reason we do it is anything that you can make bread from it. So we don't use it. So you can make bread from peas and beans. Did you know that? As you know, you can make beer from barley. You know that you can make bread from rice.
Yes.
You know that you can make bread from maize. You ground it down and you can make bread out of it.
Cornbread.
Yes, you can make bread from it. Those things of which you can make bread, we don't use on pizza.
Okay, but only corn and peanuts, we can use the byproduct stuff? As opposed to, let's say, wheat oil?
I don't use it. But most authorities ask us that once you don't see the maize, you don't see it. I mean, in corn syrup, do you see the maize? In corn starch, you see the maize. So they pass again, and it makes a very big difference. There are many tablets, medicine in tablet form, that are made from starch. And they make it from corn starch. You see, so they are permitted. They say you can have an aspirin that is made out of corn starch, and they go out of their way to find from what it's made. And in America, there's so much corn that it's mostly made out of corn starch. And the starch is made out of corn, yes.
Yet we allow them to use, like, matzah meal, which is made from matzah, but you can make a great bread with matzah meal.
Yes, because that's not chametz.
I realize that, yes, but I mean, it still looks like bread.
What looks like bread?
What you make from matzah meal. You can confuse it, like the honey cake that you make
You can actually make a
loaf
from
matzah meal.
Yes, but then you're speaking about these things are allowed. You can make if you make bread on Pesach,
right.
From and it's not chametz, then you can eat it.
True, but I thought the whole point was not using corn because they might confuse it with something that was chametz, even though it really isn't chametz. The bread that you make from matzah meal, you can confuse with chametz too.
It was made at second degree. You see, what we do now, once Pesach is here, we won't allow any wheat into the home. Or any barley into the home. Because we are afraid it can become chometz, the least little thing, it can become chometz. In the same way, we don't allow any of these other things, kidneys and all those things.
But they really can't become chometz.
They can't, that's right. Of course they can't become chometz. And even if they turn chometz, that chometz is not prohibited. You're not over in Esau. But this is a step that the Rabbanon did. They went beyond that.
I guess my question is, I can understand not allowing the corn. Mm-hmm. What I can't understand is allowing someone to bake something which looks like bread from the matzah meal. I can understand using matzah meal even for mm-hmm. Many different things.
Yeah.
But I would see that you should prohibit them from making a bread-like thing.
They wouldn't allow you to make on Pesach a cake or bread from flour.
Right.
Although the flour is made from, it wasn't chometz when it was made. They wouldn't allow you to bring in the kernels of wheat. Wouldn't allow it. But you can have matzah. So they don't allow the kernels of corn to be brought in. Actually, there are many who allow the kernels because the issue was on beans and on peas, on dried beans and on dried peas. And that's all. So most people say, then why should you prohibit it? But we have accepted it the same way as we have said that prohibited rice, we have prohibited corn. The only thing is with corn, they say if it's been made into other things, okay, we just have to go a little bit further. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, Dave, you wanted to ask long time ago.
It's how do we hold now on peanut butter? Peanut butter generally is not, we don't have on Pesach.
You see, I must tell you, I don't believe that peanuts fall under that category. I don't believe that. Are we pardon?
Peanuts grow under the ground, like
I don't believe because you don't make bread out of peanuts. I don't believe it. But anyway, look here. Are we important?
I thought we didn't have it, but the egg oil is going to come.
Because what?
Because the egg oil is.
So what do they do?
The bigger market of egg oils.
That's only on the. On the Pesach. We need two types of meat, and we use for the one for the Korban Pesach. We use roast. Wing or something like that, and for the Korban Chagigo we use an egg. Now I've still got to go in with you into the question of what is the Korban Chagigo. And the Korban Chagigo wasn't brought in Pesach, on Shabbos. But otherwise it was brought. That I still got to go into with the Korban Chagigo. I'm afraid we have to leave it there.
Yeah, not bringing up Shabbos would confuse me. I mean, the Korban Chagigo was normally, there was one for every hog.
Every hog and one for the 14th. I'll just quickly tell you to give an idea. You must understand how many people could participate in the Korban Pesach.
Everyone.
A whole family. And what would be if there were two families? No. In the first Seder, when they were still in Egypt, they made the first Seder. It was only for every family there to be one. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, two families could join together. And if they are a family, each family has got 6 children. That means 12 in children alone. And the parents 13, 14, 15, 16. And a couple of aunts join up, and you've got 20. So they sit down to one corporate and say, how much will there be to eat for each person? And to land, not much to eat. So in addition to that, there was the Korban Chagigo. So the Korban Chagigo also supplied meat. So each one had to have something of the Pesach,
but you fill it up on the korban chagi. And we give a korban for the chag. Yes. And you have a chazai for more too. Chazai is a matzah also. The Rambam part, because you've got to have a chazai for parsley. Which is funny. I mean, I hope he is just in me. He's got to have a chazai. All right, thank you. I'm sorry that you didn't cover what I was
saying. Not next week, but the week after, right?
Right.
Sorry, not next week, but the week after.
The week after, yes.
How are you?
The week after as well as most